When I was in grade school in Lapine, my mother drove me to my piano teacher twice a month for lessons. Her name was Mrs. Chamberlain, and it cost 50 cents a lesson. It was quite a sacrifice in those days, and I have to admit that I did not become a piano player. I just didn't take to it. Now I look back and wonder why I didn't try harder. I envy anyone who can play a piano. This is one of my true regrets. In later years, I was told by many people that my dad and mother were the two most in love people they had ever known. My brother and I have talked about that and agree that only one time did we ever hear what might have been considered an argument. It had to do with Claude and me getting at each other over some darn thing, and one thought he was to blame and the other thought I was to blame. It lasted all of 5 minutes, if that long, but it was the first time I ever heard a difference of opinion between them. I was so naive that it was a shock when in later years I found out that married people had arguments and fights. It sure didn't happen in our house. I have a lot of their letters before they were married, and they show the love that was between these two people. That little baby, born the day before our mom died, was still getting stronger all the time. We named him David Edward, and he stayed in the hospital until February of 1943. Then my Aunt Mittie came to live with us, and she helped take care of that little boy, a lady who had never been married and hadn't been around many children, but she took over and really made a home for us. She stayed with us through the summer of 1943, and then we took Dave to Portland to stay with our cousin Elizabeth, who had just adopted a little boy the same age. She kept Dave until the following spring. I got to go visit him once. Claude and I went over in the spring after school was out and brought him back home. By then, it was 1944. We took care of him that summer, and then we took him to Bend to a friend whose husband was in the service. Her name was Connie Tyson, and she had two little girls. She kept Dave that winter, and Mary and I moved in with her. That was nice, as we could all be together while we went to school. The following year, Aunt Dorothy took Dave with them to Tumalo, and after that winter, about 1946, Dave was able to stay at the ranch. He started a school at the little schoolhouse, and there were a few other kids there with him. To me, what is so remarkable is how he turned out to be such a wonderful man. He had been around so many people, most of who loved him dearly, but really didn't get settled down in a home until he was 5 years old or so. I so wanted to quit school and take care of him, but Dad wouldn't have it. Said education was too important. So, like in Dad's day, we made do as best we could. Dad did what was best for all of us at that time. He kept us together, as some of the family offered to take each of us to help out. He felt we could manage, and somehow, with loads of help from that family of dads and moms, we did. I have never ceased to be amazed and thankful that he kept us together at that awful time in his life. World War II. I have told you before that World War II started in December of 1941. It was a time of gas rationing, sugar rationing, cigarette shortages, tire shortages, and even clothing. Shoes were scarce and hosiery was almost impossible to get for the women who worked in offices. You heard about some coming to the Weddell's department store and you had to go line up to get two pair. The nylon was needed for the war effort. I helped sign people up for sugar rationing cards, and when I was 15 years old, I got to give my blood every 6 weeks or so at the blood bank. I had to have Dad sign a special paper to give permission for that. I also had what was called a victory garden that was next to the large garden that Dad put in every year just across the big bridge. It had been set up so that everyone would get interested in growing their own vegetables. And in that way, more could be sent to our troops. I think a group of people came from the Home Extension Agency out of Redmond and judged my garden. It was all quite exciting. They looked at what was planted: carrots, beets, onions, turnips, spinach, and other root vegetables, and they gave me a blue ribbon for myself. That meant a lot. I really felt I was helping our soldiers.